Now on Mitchell's Front Page, talking real estate with Rosa and Gina from West End Real Estate, station sponsors.
Good morning to you both. Welcome to Whole Foods.
Good morning, Mitchell.
Have you been here before?
No.
No, it looks amazing.
Yeah, it's a bit of a change from what it used to be like. So go and sample the coffee once you get off air because I'm told it's very good. Apparently the strongest coffee in Geelong.
Yay. That's what we like.
So today's topic is an interesting one, VCAT, because VCAT is really the principal body for resolving disputes in this sort of sector, isn't it?
Yep, correct.
What types of issues are most common at VCAT that people are trying to resolve?
Vacating final inspections, so, you know, cleaning, and sometimes there's minor damage from the tenants, like stain the carpet or, didn't do all the garden clean-up and the old put the rubbish behind the shed.
So we've spoken about it before, that it's best to have some sort of professional person to come in and clean the carpets and all that sort of thing.
Yeah, but you need to be careful with that as well, because not all professionals do the same job as perhaps the ones that we recommend.
Yeah, so go with the recommended people, of course. So how often is it that the bond doesn't get returned? Is it a common occurrence, or is this a very small percentage of tenancies?
It's a really small percentage. Yeah, with us it's a small percentage, and it's usually happens when we just can't resolve an issue at the end of a tenancy.
And then VCAT makes a ruling one way or the other, do they?
Correct.
And in saying that, though, when we go to VCAT, we have to be prepared. We need the original ingoing condition report and outgoing condition report plus photographs. And obviously we need to get quotes for the cleaning or the repair, but the registrar at VCAT always prefer an invoice so that they do know that the landlord has actually done the works.
If you've done repairs, do you have to go out and get like three quotes and all that type of thing, or do you just go with your two quotes?
Two quotes.
And you just go with whoever's the cheapest?
Not necessarily. It just depends, sometimes availability. If we've already released the property and we need to get things happening, we sometimes don't have that option.
What's the waiting time like at VCAT if you've got something before them? Do you have to wait a long time, or can they usually hear your case straight away?
It's usually about a two-week wait by the time we put the application in. And then when we get there, we feel like it's a two-week wait. But sometimes we can get in and have the case heard straight away. Sometimes we have to wait for an hour or more.
Do you feel nervous going in, like you guys? Do you feel intimidated by the process? Or is it like, yeah, we've done this so many times now that we just go here, we present our case and see what happens?
Oh, I get nervous every time. But
it can be nerve-wracking. The only problem that we do find with VCAT is we don't have permanent members sitting at the Geelong VCAT.
Right.
So different registrars will award different things. So even though we've done it before, we might go in with a quite similar scenario but with a total different outcome.
I think that's everyone's thoughts on the legal system as a whole. I think that's not just unique to you guys. And what about the tenants, their side of the argument coming in there? Obviously, no one has legal representation at VCAT, really. Is that right?
No, they don't. I think we need to be notified if a tenant brings in a legal representative. But VCAT is there because it's an inexpensive way to resolve an issue. And it more or less means that, neither of us have representation.
Are you presenting to a tribe? Is it three people?
No, it's just one person.
Just one person.
Yep.
How long does a typical case go for? Bang, done in 15 minutes, or are we talking a few hours?
It depends on the situation and if you've got the other party there. Sometimes by the time they hear both sides of the story, look at the photographs and come to a decision. Sometimes, we are in and out in 15 minutes. Sometimes we were there last week for a particular case and we're there for 2 hours.
Yeah, the condition report's an interesting one just because I was talking to someone that's just moved into a new place in Kew, actually, over the weekend. And apparently some of the condition reports that they'd received weren't exactly reflective of the property. But a lot of the condition reports are mainly done on photographs, aren't they? So that's backed up by actual documentary evidence, whereas in the past that may not have been the case. If you had to have a camera where you could only have 30 photos on a piece of film, that's a bit different now to an iPhone or an iPad taking photos everywhere.
Oh, it's changed so much. Like when Rosa and I started out, it was the old Instamatic camera and you took your film across the road to get developed and hopefully all the photos worked.
Because sometimes what you would see through the viewfinder wasn't exactly what the camera was seeing as well, was it?
Or they were blurry.
Yeah.
You know, but now with the technology that we have, we can take hundreds of photos and attach them with the conditioner reports. But times have changed and we need to do that now.
Have you found in general that the photos have reduced disputes, or has it sort of given new avenues for people to then they can take their own photos and create their own evidence?
We encourage all tenancy. We give them two copies of the condition report, a written photograph, and we encourage if we've missed something or they don't agree with what our condition report says, to take a photo, write an email and date it.
Yep.
I mean, at the end of the day, it is there to protect the tenant's bond, and the condition report's there to protect the landlord's property.
Any final top tips for people going towards VCAT?
Just make sure that you have all your documentation completed. Have your photos with a declaration of date stamped and the type of photo that you took it with, but just be prepared and have your arguments ready.
Fantastic. Well, Rosa and Gina, thanks for being with us this morning from West End Real Estate. And we'll catch up again next week.
Thank you.
Rosa and Gina from West End Real Estate. We'll go to a track of music, and after that, Les Watson will come on down to talk about time management and the issues of productivity and what distracts us. 94.7 The Pulse, live at Geelong Whole Foods.
Mitchell's Front Page with Mitchell Dye. Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11 on 94.7 The Pulse.